This morning, Screen Ireland, Fís Éireann, is hosting a major event in Dublin to discuss the successes and the challenges facing the sector. And they begin this morning with new research showing Ireland's creative screen industry is valued at a whopping €1 billion. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is on her way to City Hall in Dublin for that launch. But Evelyn, before we talk about the movie business in Ireland, that big loss to the music world yesterday, the death of Paddy Cole.
Swingers and the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and I can't stop, and that's what's bothering me. You see, I wanna be a man, man. I wanna stroll right into town, be like all those other kids, cause I'm tired of fooling around.
Oh, that was brilliant, wasn't it, Evelyn? Such a loss at the age of 85.
I know, and actually listen to it there. Isn't it funny how he brought that song with him, because the name went with him. He was known as the King of the Swingers, and so many of his fans, and I know his family, will really appreciate having heard him there this morning. I think for so many of us, we associate him with the late, late back in the days. He was just always there, this very pleasant, kind of warm, twinkly-eyed fixture there. And it's a remarkable career. I mean, as you say, Áine, he died at 85. He started in bands when he was just 15. He, of course, was a real leader in the Irish show business, really, for over 70 years. He was a native, of course, of Castle Blaney, County Mon, and moved to Dublin. But when you look back in the 1960s, he joined the Capital Show Band. They packed out ballrooms all over Ireland. Then in the 70s, this is the glamorous bit, moved to Las Vegas. I mean, I think he's still one of the few musicians in Ireland that we had who actually met Elvis Presley. You know, hanging out with Elvis Presley, it's very hard to beat that. Then came back here and had, of course, such a remarkable career here in Ireland. So, and he survived, I talked very briefly with his son last night, survived by his wife Helen, their three children, Pierce, Pat and Karen. And you could just tell the love on the phone. You could just tell the affection for him. But then when the news broke more generally, the affection that was pouring in from it was really remarkable. I mean, President Aiken's talking about him, somebody that music had given him a wonderful life, and the family saying the legacy will move on or live on because of the joy he gave.
Yeah, Des had some great stories about him too earlier this morning with us.
Let's the talk stories are coming out now.
Yes, absolutely. This Screen Ireland Fís Éireann event today, tell us more about it, Evelyn.
Yeah, really interesting. You know, covering a lot of ground for the industry today. It's described as their kind of roundup, I suppose. I just remind people that Screen Ireland, it's the national agency, but it's developing all the time. It's dedicated to supporting film, television, drama, animation, documentary and the digital game industries. And today it's going to launch that report that you talked about, the economic and skills analysis of the industry in Ireland. It also launches its slate of new productions coming, so what we'll be seeing in our cinemas. There'll be a host of screen talent there, panel discussions, etc., including Lord David Putnam, etc. So they have a busy morning ahead.
Yes, and I mean, we all know about, you know, actors and stars like Cillian Murphy, Colin Farrell, Barry Keoghan, you know, and the impact they're having globally. But there are interesting numbers in this report, the economic assessment of the audiovisual sector in Ireland.
Absolutely. I mean, they went back, they covered the years 2021 to 2023. It's been quite some time since they've done this, and it demonstrates that the audiovisual sector is a key contributor to employment in economic areas in Ireland. And just in terms of the labour part of it, Áine, the industry there supports 15,900 full-time equivalents, is the phrase there. €862 million was the wage bill arising from this, and they're saying the overall value of the sector to the Irish economy, when all the factors are considered, was €1 billion. But other positives too that maybe people wouldn't consider, tourism, for example, like the impact of a movie like Banshees of Inisherin has been tangible really down in places like Achill. Then of course Section 481 tax relief, about 2/3 of the production spend here on in that industry was supported by that tax relief. That's how important it is, and there is, I did see, there's a commitment to it in the ongoing, in the new programme for government. Now while the value of the industry is €1 billion, when you drill down into that number and even looking at the most recent figures just for the year of 2024, it's clear, as you say, we know the public face of it, but behind the scenes, the industry is stronger than ever, with total production spend there now valued at over €430 million, a third higher than 2023. And cinemas did really well. We're still going post-COVID. We've gone back, which is great. Around 633 screens in Ireland, Áine. Approximately 92,000 seats can be filled in cinemas right through that time.
And briefly then, Evelyn, lunchtime, of course, the Oscars nomination announcement. Do you think Niamh Capel make it?
Oh, they're on such a roll, aren't they? They're in the running for two nominations here, Best International Film and Best Original Song for Sick in the Head. It's been through the hoops to get this far. They had to go through the list to be shortlisted at all for the International Feature category. There is tough competition there. Movies like Emilia Perez have really built up a head of steam, so it's always uncertain. It's uncertain with the Oscars too. This announcement has been delayed a couple of times, but they say the ceremony will go ahead on March the 2nd. So whether we see the lads on the red carpet at the Dolby Theatre, which is a sight so many people would love to see in the 2nd, we don't know yet, but 1:30 we will find out confirmation about whether or not they've gone ahead and got those nominations. But everything, fingers crossed, toes, everything crossed. But they've done so well. BAFTAs, IFTAs, it's really been their year so far.
Okay, and stay tuned to RTE at 1:30 when that news comes through. Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you.